It's good to go over this again and again from different perspectives because it's so entrenched, this wrong view about electrodynamics, that even our United States Patent Office claims that they don't want to look at anything that claims to be over unity because it violates physics. But let's do a little thought experiment and think this thing through and realize how wrong it is to claim that I'm attempting to do something that's impossible. To give you a little heads up in advance, conservation of energy is a true dictum, but it's not relevant. So let me show you why it's not relevant to this discussion. It's like worrying about little crumbs of dirt getting on your shoe when you're trying to avoid a dump truck of manure. It's a very different problem, but it's really not a problem because there really is no dump truck of manure, only crumbs of dirt to worry about. So let's look at this. Zeno's paradox. Ancient Greek philosopher, I stand a meter distant from a wall. I cut my distance in half, and now I'm half a meter. I cut my distance in half again, and now I'm a quarter meter away from the wall. I keep doing that. If you were to take a video of those changes done once each second, you would see me quickly move and then slow down and slow down, and it would look like I came to a stop and never reached the wall, but in reality I still am moving towards the wall. You just don't see it because it's so tiny, it's so incremental that you can't even see the change of the shortening distance. Now let's do the opposite. Now let's double the meter, and it's now 2 meters. And double it again, it's 4 meters, 8 meters. Again, if you take a movie from far enough away, you'll see me starting to move away from the wall, but I'm accelerating in my movement away from the wall. And this is exactly the situation in a nutshell, so let me explain how the analogy works. The reduction of distance is entropy. And it's like having a bucket brigade. You're trying to put out a fire, but all your buckets have leaks in them, and they're big leaks. And the only way you can succeed is to speed up the rate at which the buckets move to try to overcome your losses. Well, that's exactly what we do with a free energy circuit. The losses are always going to be there, so it's not really relevant because they are always there. The only thing that's relevant is how do you solve the problem of coping and managing the fact that your losses are always going to be there. Well, we do that with efficiency. And increasing our distance from the wall by doubling is a good analogy of what reactive power, or I should say electrical and magnetic reactance, can perform. That function of increasing efficiency at a rate that keeps getting faster, whereas with entropy, your losses slow down because you have less and less to lose. And there's only so big a hole you can put in your bucket. I mean, if the whole bottom fell out, still, there's only so much water that can drip out of your bucket once it's already lost for the most part, and then a few drops are left behind to drip. But when you increase efficiency, the opposite is the case. The increase of efficiency is exponentially in the direction of larger and larger. And that easily overcomes the lessening rate, the deceleration of entropy. So the acceleration of efficiency easily overcomes the deceleration of entropy, and then it's not a problem. The problem is, what do you do with all of this recycled energy? Because that's all you're doing with reactants. With entropy, you're losing it, but with reactants, you're recycling the energy that is left behind. And you'll always have energy left behind because you never reach zero. But you recycle it at such an accelerating pace that you easily overcome your losses. I mean, let's face it, there's no comparison between doubling and halving of your energy usage because that's what we're looking at. It's true we're losing energy, but the question is not really relevant because we're reusing it faster than we're losing it.